USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
After taking 11 hours just to read the bloated coronavirus stimulus package on the Senate floor Thursday, the bill that Democrats are selling as the American Rescue Plan has been a partisan bill from the get-go. One government agency says it wants the bill to pass. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is adding his voice to those supporting the sweeping stimulus bill in the Senate.
It will provide $17 billion in additional funding to VA to include at least $13.5 billion to improve our ability to provide medical service to veterans affected by COVID.
McDonough speaking at the White House briefing room saying veterans have been especially hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The close to $2 trillion spending bill is in the Senate where it will be debated for 20 hours and a vote is expected on the bill Saturday.
$2 trillion is $2,000 billion. The stimulus package is a loan and will need to be paid back with interest. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major earthquakes have been popping off around New Zealand. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake.
The 8.1 quake just missed being the strongest ever in the area. Going back to 1885, the Wairarapa measured 8.2. 14 games are scheduled as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, with a couple of games Friday night. The Diamondbacks versus the Reds and the Giants versus the Padres both start in the 8 o'clock hour Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.